اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم العظيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
If you don't want to save money for your business plan,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. Just to make sure, please type one if you're listening to my voice. If my voice is clear for you. Alhamdulillah. Okay, before I say something, I'm just going to say the dua and then we are going to get started as soon as possible, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana zidna 'ilma. اللهم فصلنا في الدين اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما آمين يا رب العالمين. Okay, my friends, how are you all today? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Hope you are ready, energetic, and excited for the second day of our class. Ready for the wonderful experience? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I'm so glad to see your enthusiasm and I'm so happy to see all your chat. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give barakah in our time and give us something that, inshallah, that's going to be really, really helpful for all of us, inshallah. Before moving on, there are a few tips, or maybe you can say guidelines, that we need to review in order to have this wonderful experience of an online class. I know there are some challenges with the online classes, but I want you to show me that this is going to be one of your wonderful classes, okay? And during your live class, please make sure, okay? The number one thing is going to be, I want you to make sure that you are sitting in a quiet room, that there is no distraction beside you, okay? There is no other sibling, no TV, no other phone, or anything being played beside you, my dear. Okay, this is going to be really helpful for you to learn. Okay, I know some of you can show me that you are sitting ready with the headset, which is a nice gesture. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And you know what? I would really appreciate if you can wear your headset. This way you're going to be completely focusing on the lesson. Okay. And one important thing I want all of you to take care today, inshallah. And I'm pretty sure you guys are very good at listening. Alhamdulillah. Today I will be testing you guys that how you follow the instructions. Right? That who is listening and who is not listening. Who is typing while I'm talking and who is not. Okay? Can anyone tell me, or maybe I can ask all of you together that, have you ever played Simon Says in your school with your friends? I know, you get excited with Simon Says. Okay, okay. So what I want you to do this time is, instead of Simon Says, you need to keep in mind that your teacher says something. Okay, so do what your teacher says. Okay, so let's do a quick demo for that. When I say teacher says, then only you're going to be writing something on chat. Okay, and when I say nothing, or if I say stop chatting, that means you're not going to be writing anything until I ask you to do. Okay, inshallah. Okay, so what I would like you to do is I would like you to write your full name and present, the word present after your name. So you can see one example being given on the screen, that Zainab Ahmed, present. Okay, so I want you to write your full name and present. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. You guys are very speedy writers. Alhamdulillah, I can see lots of names coming. Sana, Zoha, Muhammad Ali, Muntaha, Aus, Zuhair, Raifa, Alina, Muzaina, Furqan, Sayyida, Najm, Musfira, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, Siba, lots of beautiful names. Abdurrahman, alhamdulillah. So if you have written your name once and you have written present, then you need to stop now. Okay? So if you have finished writing your name, that means your hands should be away from your keyboard or from your phone and you should not be writing anything. Alhamdulillah. This is how you show me that you guys are listening. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so one thing to keep in mind is, please do not record or share any material from the class, and you don't need to take any screenshots. You know why? Because everything is going to be available on the website. And you guys are going to be given the link just in case if you have missed something, you can go back and listen to the class again. Okay, so all class-related material and okay, inshallah. So you don't need to worry about it. Okay, and also I'm going to be giving you some opportunity to ask questions at the end of the class. So what I would like you to do, write down if you have any questions, and you can ask me at the class, at the end of the class, and please keep your questions brief, to the point, and relevant to the topic. I would really, really appreciate your cooperation. Okay, alhamdulillah. I hope most of you have, or maybe all of you have written your name, and you should have written your, the word present in front of your name. So hopefully we are ready to get started, inshallah. Okay? In order to learn something, we need to have some etiquettes, and especially in order to learn Quran, if you remember last time that I asked you guys to make wudu, right? So you need to make wudu before you get started for your class. If you have not made wudu today, that's okay, but for next time, please remember to make wudu, because you're going to be doing the recitation of Quran, you're going to be learning the meaning of Quran, inshallah. Okay, so we need to be in state of cleanliness before we get started. Okay, alhamdulillah, those of you do before Salah Nur. Alhamdulillah, I'm so happy for you that you guys are so mature that you know that when you need to make wudu. Again, just a reminder, just a humble reminder, that please do not write anything from now onwards until I ask you to do so. Okay? Okay, so the teacher says nobody is going to write anything in the chat box. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit from the lessons the best way and help us achieve the purpose. And I look forward to your full support and cooperation today, inshallah. Inshallah. Okay, so are you guys ready to learn Quran? Alhamdulillah, I can see some of the faces and I assume that most of you are ready to learn the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are getting started, and while we are doing the recitation, while I'm going to be reviewing some material from our last class, I would like you to be focused and listen carefully. Okay? Inshallah. Listening carefully is going to be the key for you guys today. Inshallah. Before we get started, we need to say A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. A'udhu, I seek protection. Billahi, with Allah, min, from a shaytani, shaytan, ar-rajim, the cursed one. I seek refuge with Allah from shaytan, the cursed one. Alhamdulillah, so we have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from shaitan. In order to save us from the evil of shaitan, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. So by saying da'us, we are gaining the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our next step after da'us is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, or tasmiyah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismi, in the name of Allahi, Allah, Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, Ar-Rahim, the merciful. Okay? In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the merciful. So we are about to start Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, or we have started Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words. So we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to understand his words, inshallah. And just on a side note, that we need to say Bismillah for whatever work we do. Even if we are opening a math book, we need to say Bismillah. If we are opening a fridge to eat something, we need to start that act by saying Bismillah. So whatever you are doing, you need to say Bismillah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid you in that action or in that work that you are doing, inshallah. And especially saying Bismillah before eating so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives barakah in the rizq, inshallah. Okay. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdu, all praises and thanks, lillahi, to Allah, Rabbi, the Lord Al-Alameen of the universe. All praises and thanks belongs to Allah, the Lord of the universe. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Khaliq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Creator, right? So He deserves to be thanked and He deserves all the praises. So reminding ourselves of all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to praise Him every now and then. I want all of you to say Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this opportunity to sit in your home and learn from your comfort zone. Alhamdulillah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful, the most gracious and the most merciful. Who is the most gracious and most merciful? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most gracious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us lots and lots of blessings. lots and lots of things that we even don't deserve, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on giving us. Isn't that wonderful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so raheem? Alhamdulillah. Okay, so the new verses that we are going to do today are Maliki Yawmiddin. Okay, this is verse number 4 from Surah Al-Fatiha. Maliki, the owner, Yawm, the day, Ad-Din, of judgment. And who is the owner of the day of judgment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, when everyone is going to be alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us about deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master of the day of judgment, subhanallah. The day when human beings will be rewarded for their deeds. So reciting Surah Al-Fatiha in every rakah in our salah constantly reminds us that the day of judgment is coming. It can come anyone. No one has the news. No one has any kind of news that when it's going to come. We don't have a fixed day. We don't have a fixed date when it is going to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to do good deeds and stay away from sins. So if we keep on reciting these verses mindfully in our salah, then inshallah we are going to be staying away from all bad deeds. And inshallah we are going to be doing good deeds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do. Okay? Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Iyyaka, only you. And when we say only you, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'budu, we worship. Wa, and iyyaka, only you. Nasta'in, we ask for help. Only you we worship and only you we ask for help. For each and everything, we ask help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him to help us for every matter in our life. Okay, so imagine we are standing in salah and we are uttering these words so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to us, because we say that we only submit to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask your help in everything we do. Because everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty Rabb. So this verse also tells us that Muslims are not allowed to direct any kind of worship or any act of worship like prayer or asking for something from anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, this verse connects our hearts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and purifies it of pride and desires from showing off in this world. Subhanallah. So next time, whenever you need something, please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your number one get-go is going to be asking, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then anyone else. So I hope when you offer your salah, your 5 daily prayers, next time when you pray, recite Surah Al-Fatiha, these verses mindfully. And subhanallah, when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us. For some, there might be a delay because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the best when we need to give something to other people. Okay? So Allah knows the best. We need to still keep on asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm going to be asking 2 people to recite the verse Maliki Yawmiddin with the translation. And the second person would come and say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Okay. I can notice people who did not listen to the instructions when I said that you guys are not going to be writing anything while I'm speaking. I can see that there were people like Diva Khan and other persons who have been still writing in the chat. I really, really encourage you to be focused and listen, okay? Thank you so much, Diva. Jazakallah khair wa ahsan al-jaza. I would really like your cooperation while I'm speaking. I would expect that all of you should be listening. And most of the students were listening. So please give a tap at your back that you were very good at listening. Okay? So moving on, I would like people to raise their hand. But again, I would remind you that only two participants are going to have a chance to come on the mic and say their ayahs with the translation. Okay. I can see Alina with the raised hand. I can see Kit. So I'm going to ask Muhammad Raid to please come on mic and say Muhammad Raid Nasir. Okay, Muhammad Raid. Okay, go ahead.
So it's the Malik Yawm al-Din, the only owner of the Day of Judgment.
Okay, mashallah, very good. That was so beautiful. Jazakallah khair wa ahsan jaza. Alhamdulillah.
Amen.
Okay, so next is going to be, I'm going to ask Sayyida Zoha. Sayyida Zoya, please. Sayyida Zoya, can you listen? Can you hear my voice?
Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. You only we worship and you only we ask for help.
MashaAllah, beautiful. Okay. Jazakallah khair wa ahsan jaza. Alhamdulillah. Okay, I can still see some raised hands. So I have one more participant that I can allow. Uzair. Uzair, please go ahead.
You only, we worship, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in.
MashaAllah, very good, excellent, alhamdulillah. So, MashaAllah, my dear friends, you have listened to three of the participants who have got the opportunity to come on mic and say the verses with the translation. So keep on revising the translation every now and then, because these are going to be really, really helpful for you guys, especially when you are praying. Okay, inshallah. And Surah Al-Fatiha, it's such a beautiful surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's basically a communication between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to understand the words that we are saying. Okay, just imagine if somebody is standing in front of you and they are trying to say something that they don't even understand. So you would not get that connection. So in order to build that connection, we need to understand what we are saying, right? So this is why we are trying to learn the translation of Surah Al-Fatiha. And I hope you guys have enough time until next class to memorize the translation of these ayahs. Okay? Alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, we are just going to be asking you guys to type 5. Since we have done 5 ayahs, I would like you to write 5 if you have understood from A'udhu Billah, from Ta'awuz Tasmiya till Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. MashaAllah. Very good. I can see lots of you typing. I can see Abel, I can see Muhammad, Najam, Salim, and Umayma, Farzana, Farzan, and Maryam, Mustafa. MashaAllah. And remember, you are typing only once, my dear. You are typing only once. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. I'm glad that you understood the translation, and hopefully you're going to be sharing the translation with other people as well. Okay? So please do share the meaning with your friends, with your relatives, with your grandparents, with your parents, with your siblings, and tell them this is what you have learned so far. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Okay. So this was our learning of recitation and learning of the translation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Are you guys ready for the next session? Okay, Alhamdulillah. So sit tight and be focused. We are here for the next session. I'm waiting for your teacher to take the mic. And inshallah, we are going to be moving on to a Ramadan activity. Okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, if your teacher is not here, then I hope we are going to be, okay, I can see your teacher.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي امين. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Dear children, how are you all? I hope everyone is fine, doing well. Mashallah, learning lots of things. Mashallah, learning Surah Al-Fatiha, Ta'awuz, Tasmiya mindfully, understanding the translation also, mashallah, barakumullahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all a lot. Ameen. I love the class, alhamdulillah, and we love you all. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Now, in this session, we will do something new. We are going to learn about something special. This is a Ramadan activity session. In this session today, we will learn about a special calendar. Who know what is a calendar? You know, a chart in which we see the months, it is called as calendar. There are 12 months. You know their names? Yes, we will learn about Islamic calendar too. But basically, the concept in our mind about the calendar is having months like January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, all like that. So this calendar is called as solar calendar. Calendar is a system for dividing the time period into years, months, and weeks. Like we divide the time into months and then years and weeks like that. So there is one solar calendar and there is one the lunar calendar, which is also called as the Hijri calendar, okay? The solar calendar is according to the movement of sun. Like, you know, the solar system, it is based upon the sun. The earth moves around the sun. Everybody knows about it. If you don't know, then it's okay. There's a solar system. Our earth used to move around the sun. So the solar system is based upon it. Yes, it has 365 days. Very good. It's the solar system, which has 365 days. This is also called as the solar calendar, which is based on the movement of the earth. Today we will learn about the Hijri calendar, which is also called as Islamic calendar. Now, it is based on the moon cycle. Did you ever see the moon? The moon is in the small shape and the other day it is a little bit big and the other day more big and then the full moon and the half moon like that. So this is a moon cycle. This calendar is based on the moon cycle, okay? Every month, there is a new moon. like whenever there is a new moon, we will can say like the new month starts. Okay, when there is a new moon, it means that the new month begins. Okay, and the full moon is when there is half month passed away. Like if the date is 14, so the moon will be overall full, just like a round. I really like moon. The earth takes 365 days. Oh, mashallah, you all know it. Barakallahu feekum. So what we have learned, that Hijri calendar is based on the moon cycle, and Hijri calendar is also called as Islamic calendar. Okay, I know you all very intelligent, mashallah. Now let's move ahead. We have some more interesting thing about this calendar. Hijri calendar has 354 days. Okay, a little bit different. 365 days are in the solar calendar. The moon calendar or the lunar calendar or Hijri calendar has 354 days. It has also had 12 months, and each month has 29 or 30 days. All of these figures are very easy. I know you all guys will learn it very quickly what we have done for. So 354 days in a year, 12 months in a year, and each month has 29 or 30 days. Got it? Is that all clear? So that we can move ahead. You can type the letter 1 if it is all clear for all. Okay, alhamdulillah, so easy, right? These 12 months have 4 sacred months. These are special months. Now, what is the meaning of sacred? Sacred means fighting. I know fighting is not a good habit, but here the fighting means to fight for the defend of our country. So, you know, the soldiers used to defend their country, and they do the fighting with the other countries who are evil, etc., etc. But yes, army, very good. But in these 4 months, fighting is not allowed at all by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these 4 months are called sacred months. Okay, what we have learned, sacred months are those in which fighting for the country is not allowed. Got it? Army protectors, definitely. But in these 4 months, no one is allowed to fight with anyone. Okay, and it also have a very special month. We all love that month, which is called as Ramadan. Everyone know about it? It's coming soon. Ramadan, the beautiful month, the month of fasting. Inshallah, we will learn more about it. For now, there is a list of beautiful months Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for us. These are 12 months we will learn together in the form of a poem. I will read it and you have to repeat after me. Okay, are you ready for that? Let's start. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Thani, these are the months in Islam. Jamadiul Ula, Jamadiul Ukhra, Rajab and Shaban. Ramadan and Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah and Dhul Hijjah. These are the months in Islam. I really like this poem. I will repeat one more time. You have to listen it and you try to repeat after me. You will learn all these names when you repeat again and again with the help of your mama also. So inshallah, I know you all guys, you know it, mashallah. Those who don't know it, very good. And those who do not know it, they will do more practice with the help of their mama and learn it very quickly, inshallah. Okay, so one more time. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Thani, these are the months in Islam. Jamadiul Ula, Jamadiul Ukhra, Rajab and Shaban. Ramadan and Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah and Dhul Hijjah. These are the months in Islam. Alhamdulillah. So we have all learned about the months of Ramadan, Shaban, Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah. So many months. These are all 12 months Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us. One more interesting thing I'm going to tell you about this is Hijri calendar is also mentioned in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, the number of months with Allah is 12. See, the 12 digit, 12 months Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here. In the register of Allah, register is a book of Allah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote everything. The day He created the heavens and the earth, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all these months on the same day when He created the earth and the heavens. Of these, four are sacred. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned also the four sacred months. So what we have learned today, that Allah Almighty mentioned Hijri calendar in the Quran. And one more important thing, that Hijri calendar is much more beneficial than the Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is voice okay for all? No, I think so. It's okay. Okay, alhamdulillah. So what we have learned today, we have learned about the Hijri calendar. Hijri calendar is based on the movement on the phases of moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Hijri calendar, the 12 months in Quran. There are 12 months in Hijri calendar, of which 4 are sacred. These are special months, 4 are sacred. Hijri calendar is much more beneficial than the solar calendar. What will be your homework is to learn this poem by heart. Learn all the names of Hijri calendar. I'm gonna repeat it one last time, then we will go ahead for our next session, inshallah. You can also repeat after me. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Thani. These are the months in Islam. Jamadiul Ula, Jamadiul Ukhra, Rajab and Shaban. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan and Shawwal. Dhul Qada and Dhul Hijjah. These are the months in Islam. Alhamdulillah, very well done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put lots of barakah in your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. I am very happy and I know you are, guys, all are best students. Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Now we are going ahead towards our next session. I'm leaving my for your teacher. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, this was such a wonderful session for you guys about the sacred months. MashaAllah. Did you guys enjoy that? I did enjoy it. It was so exciting to learn about the months, the Islamic months, the Hijri calendar. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. I know that some of you, but I can say about myself that I'm tired of sitting at one place. How about we together stretch a little? Okay? What I would like you to do is I would like you to stand up and reach your arms up as high as you can. Okay? And then touch. I know you cannot touch the ceiling, right? Okay, so you can reach your arms as up high as you can and then stand straight and go down, reach down and touch your toes. Okay, stand up again. Okay, sit down nice and tight. Alhamdulillah, fasten your seatbelts and get ready for our next session. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay. We are moving towards our next session,
that's going to be knowing our prophet. Okay? Who is a prophet? A prophet. In our previous session, just I'm reviewing from our previous session that we knew about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator. We knew about creator. We learned a lot about our creator. This time, we are going to be learning about our prophets. Okay? Who are prophets? Prophets are human beings. They are the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On their own, human beings cannot be guided, right? And this was understood by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he created human beings, he did not leave them just as without a purpose. In order to remind our purpose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets who would deliver Allah's message to the rest of the humanity. And Islam teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets to human beings in different times and places. Why? So that those prophets can communicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message to convey the purpose of our life, the purpose of our existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent clear and practical instructions, right? He sent clear and practical instructions for our guidance. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave those prophets guidance as scriptures and books so that we as humans can follow those instructions. Alhamdulillah. And since the beginning of the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent his guidance to these chosen people. And when I say chosen people, those chosen people are the prophets. Prophet Adam alayhi salam was the very first prophet sent on the earth. And from Prophet Adam alayhi salam to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the last messenger and last prophet, the message of Allah was the same. It did not happen that each prophet had a different message. No, all the prophets had the same message. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, he sent all the prophets with same messages. Alhamdulillah. And also, how many prophets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent? It is said in different riwayas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent about 124,000 prophets on this earth. Isn't that a lot of prophets? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, a lot. And among those, only 25 are mentioned in the Holy Quran. In the Quran, that is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm going to share one verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, and there are multiple verses in Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about his prophet. And in verse 285 in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty mentions that the messenger believes in what has been revealed to him from his Lord, as do the men of faith. And each one of them, like me, each one of those messengers believes in God, that means Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. They say, we make no distinction between one and another of his messengers. And they say, we hear and we obey, and we seek Allah's forgiveness, who is our Lord, and to thee is our end of our journey. That means all of the messengers admitted that there is a day when everybody is going to get together. That means on the day of judgment. We need to, as Muslims, we need to believe in all of the prophets. And we need to respect prophets. One of the respect a Muslim can show by saying alayhim salam in Arabic and peace be upon him. For example, if I say the name of a prophet, Prophet Ibrahim. I should say Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. That means I am sending salam to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And some of the Prophet's names, as you can see on your screen, like Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and Prophet Yahya alayhi salam. And there are other prophets who have been, whose name have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. And the very last prophet who was sent to us was, can you tell me who was the very last prophet? The very last prophet was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's right. MashaAllah, Muzayna, Muhammad Furqan, and Emil Aliyah. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. All of you know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last prophet. That means he was given the last book. And the last book is the Quran. The Holy Quran that we recite each day. Alhamdulillah. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of all the prophets, meaning that no prophet will come after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? And when we say the name of our prophet, we need to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to send the blessings on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or we need to say peace be upon him. Okay? Why? And also we are getting hasanat. We are gaining good deeds by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though if you're not taking the name, but if other person is taking the name of Prophet Muhammad, you need to say, the listener need to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means peace be upon him. As Muslims, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his final prophet, who was also a final messenger, to clarify that Allah is one, and he has sent the same message with all the prophets. We also believe that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received the divine scripture, which is known as Quran. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Can anyone of you tell me is name of Prophet, any other name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Okay. One of the names. Yes, very good, Muhammad. Yes, very good. One of the names of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also Ahmed. Ahmed. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Mustafa. That's right, Emil, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. You guys are good in learning. Alhamdulillah. And you have a great knowledge of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah increase you in your knowledge. And some of the names of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Ahmed, Hamid, Mahmud, Qasim. And there are other names as well. So those of you who have similar names, you need to know that these are such beautiful names upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So this was something about our Prophet, and we are moving on to our next session, inshallah. Are you guys ready for the next session? And hopefully you guys are ready and still energetic to learn about some of the manners of a Muslim. Okay, I'm going to be asking Sister Amina to come on mic and we will see what she has for us today. Okay, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my amazing friends. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رب زدني علما. How are you all feeling today? Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, in today's session, we'll be learning about manners and the manners of a Muslim. I think we can all agree that manners are really, really important, right? Are manners important for a Muslim? Yes. So, what are manners? What's the meaning of manners? Manners are a way of doing something. Or you can also say that manners are our behavior and how we act. And in Islam, having good manners is really, really important, since it's the basis of a person's success in their daily life. If you have good manners towards others, others will also treat you in that way. And they will also use good manners when they're talking with you or in the way they act with you. They will be nice and kind with you. So today, really focusing on one manner in particular. And that manner is respect. Respect is very, very important. Do any of you know what respect is? What is respect? So respect is thinking and acting in a positive way about yourself or others. And it means that you act or you think in a way that shows others that you care about their feelings and that you care about them. And you can have respect in how you feel about someone and how you treat someone. If you have respect for someone, it means that you think good things about who a person is and how that person acts. And you can have respect for others as well as yourself. Showing respect to someone means that you act in a way that shows that you care about their feelings and their well-being. And some ways that you can show to others that you're respectful is that with someone, you can be kind to them. You can smile at them. Or you can patiently listen to them and show them that you care about them. Now, I have a question for all of you. Is respect something that we should only have for our family? Who thinks they know the answer? Should we only be respectful for our family? Absolutely not. We need to be respectful to everyone. Our family and with people who aren't a part of our family. Our parents, our grandparents, siblings, relatives deserve our most respect. So we should make sure we are being perfect in our respect towards them. But did you know that the best of those are those who behave respectfully with everyone, no matter who they are. So now, I have another question for you. Why do you want to be respectful? Why should we be respectful? Does anyone know why we should be respectful? Yes, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran to be kind to our parents. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that we must absolutely behave this way with elders, and that elders should also treat people who are younger than them with respect and with kindness. Now, if you're super duper smart, you'll know by now that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do, it's for our own goodness. And it's for our own benefit. It makes our lives so much better. Just think about it. Think about how you feel when you do something good. When your family is happy with you, and you see it on their faces, and you feel it in their hugs and other actions. I think we all like it when our family is happy with us, right? Yes, we all want our family to be happy. And when we are respectful to our family, they're happy with us. How nice is it when everyone in the house is happy with each other? Not to mention how good you feel when you're respectful to others. So now I have a few examples of how we can be respectful. For example, maybe to be respectful, you're quiet in your home library to show that you respect and care about others' need to read without interruption. Or maybe, to be respectful, you follow your parents' rules to show them that you respect them and that you care about them and how they feel about the situation. Another way you can be respectful is by not calling people other names, which shows that you care about their feelings and you respect their feelings. Or maybe because you care about your siblings and you respect your siblings and their well-being, you don't hit them. You don't hurt them. And now the final example. Maybe you don't interfere with other people's right to look or think or act differently than you because you care about them and you respect their feelings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everyone differently, and we all need to be respectful to everyone on this earth, no matter how they look, right? You all agree with me that we should be respectful to everyone, no matter how they look? Yes. So, and now I have a hadith. Abdullah ibn Amr reported that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, whoever does not show mercy to a young one or acknowledge the rights of our elders is not one of us. So we all should be respectful since we want to be part of the Ummah, right? And by being respectful, we are a part of it. And there's another hadith in which Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said that I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which deed is most liked by Allah? And he, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, prayer offered on time. I asked him, then what? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kindness and respect towards parents. This shows us that we should always try to and be respectful to our parents. So I have a task for you. After this class, you should go to your parents and smile at them and say a good word to them and show them that you respect them. Okay, inshallah? So I want all of you to do this after the class. Now, we're going to do a bit of an activity. So what's going to happen is that I'm going to say a scenario. And in that scenario, there will be two options. One option is going to show respectful behavior, and the other option is going to show disrespectful behavior. And I want all of you to write the option letter of which option shows respectful behavior. So for example, this is the first scenario. And in this scenario, your grandparents is telling you something you already know. Option A is that when they're telling you something you already know, you still listen politely and smile. And option B is that when they're telling you this thing, you stop them grandly, mid-sentence, and you'll announce that you already know this. And that they told you this story last Tuesday. So which option shows respectful behavior? I see a lot of people writing A. Okay, we'll see the answer later. So now we have another scenario. And this scenario, your parent is telling you off for something that wasn't even your fault. In option A, you speak to them calmly and you explain the situation. Versus option B, where you lose your temper at them. You shout, you use bad words, and you let them know how wrong and horrible they are for treating you this way. So which option do you guys think shows respectful behavior? A or B? Okay, I see a lot of A's again. Let's see the answers. For scenario one, the right answer was A. So a lot of you are right. Let's see the right answer for scenario two. The right answer was also A. Alhamdulillah, so a lot of you are right. Now we have a few more scenarios. So in this scenario, your parent is calling you. In option A, you could just roll your eyes and pretend you didn't hear them and just hope that they do it themselves. Or in option B, when your parent calls you, you quickly leave what you're doing and go to them to see what they need. So which option is right? I see a lot of B's. Okay. Let's look at the second scenario. Now, in this scenario, what's happening is that an older person comes into their room and there's no empty seats left for them. In option A, you could jump up and give them your seat, or in option B, you could hold on to yours really tight and ignore them and let them stand. Which option shows respectful behavior? A or B? Okay, I'm seeing a lot of A's this time. Let's see what the answers are. So for the first scenario, the right answer was B. And for the second scenario, the right answer was A. Yes, alhamdulillah, a lot of you are right. Now we have our final two scenarios. In this scenario, what's happening is that someone is talking with you. In option A, you could just look through the notifications on your phone while they're talking, or if you just watch your TV or play with your toy and ignore that person. And maybe just say, uh-huh, occasionally, so that they say that you're listening. Or in option B, when that person is talking with you, you could put down your phone or other distracting objects and face them to show that they have your attention. Which option shows respectful behavior? A or B? Okay, see a lot of people are writing B. Let's do the next scenario. So in this scenario, there are people talking to each other. Two people that are talking to each other, and you want to say something. In option A, when those people are talking to each other, you could poke one of them many times while saying what you have to say over and over and over again in a really loud voice so that they can hear you over their conversation. Or when they're talking, you could stand nearby and patiently, kindly wait to speak. Which option shows respectful behavior? Let's see the answers. For the first scenario, the answer was B. So a lot of you are right. Let's see what the answer was for the next scenario. The answer for this scenario was B. So B is the one that shows respectful behavior in this scenario. So alhamdulillah, I've come to the end of my session. Inshallah, I will see you all next class on Monday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wow, such a great learning. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So many practical tips you got to learn today. Okay, so I want you to be honest with yourself, with your siblings, with your parents, and everyone around you. And be respectful. Such a great virtue, such a great manner that we need to be respectful to everyone, irrespective of their age. Alhamdulillah. Do you know what? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has set a very great example, an excellent example for the humanity by being respectful to people that are older than him, and as well as to everyone, even if there were children, he was also respectful to them as well. Okay,
So never think that if you have a sibling who is maybe 3 or 4 years younger than you, or maybe 5, 6 years younger than you, then you should not be respectful to them and you should be mean to them. No, you should not be doing that. You should be very respectful by showing, by being humble, by caring, inshallah. Okay. So moving on towards our homework. What is going to be our homework, inshallah? So you have learned a lot of good things in your previous class on day one as well as today. So what we expect you and what your parents expect you as well, that inshallah you are going to be learning all that stuff. You are going to be memorizing the translation. You are going to be memorizing the du'a. If you remember from the day one, if you don't remember, inshallah, you will be sent each and everything, even the recording and all the notes and homework through email, or you can log on to the website, the Kids Noor Quran Kids website, and get all the information from there as well, inshallah. And one of the homeworks that your teacher has given you is to think of 5 ways that you can be respectful to your family. Since there are no schools for most of you, so sitting at home, I know for some it's going to be stressful, for some it's going to be really, really a great thing, but think of 5 ways. You can write down those 5 ways and wait for the next instruction that where you're going to be sending that homework. Okay, inshallah. So be respectful to your parents, be respectful to your grandparents and everyone around you. Okay, so this is the time where I'm going to be asking you, if you have any questions for now, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. And again, if you have a question that is relevant to your class, that is relevant to the topic that we have learned today, inshallah, so you can raise your hand and I can ask you, or you can just write it down in the chat and then I can answer you from there. Okay, do we learn the poem? Yes, such a wonderful poem. I forgot about that. Thank you, Muhammad Raid Nasir, for reminding me that, yes, you will learn the poem about the Islamic calendar. Please go ahead and do that. And such a wonderful poem, right? And you learn about the months of the Islamic calendar. Alhamdulillah. If you have any questions, I'm asking you again, my wonderful participants, happy children, please write it down. Or you can raise your hand if you have any questions so that I can ask you. And I'm happy to reply. It was such a wonderful time learning with you guys. You know what? I also learned with you. This is a two-way communication, alhamdulillah. It's not only your learning, it's also my learning. I learn a lot about you guys. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so Ira has asked that I missed my first class. How can I view the recording? Inshallah, Ira. So maybe today or tomorrow, inshallah, you're going to be getting your recording, or you can log on to Noor Quran Kids, and inshallah, the link will be sent in the email so that you can make up your first class. Okay, so your day one class is going to be sent through a link in the email. And if still you have any questions, you can email to kidscourse@noorquraninstitute.com. You can see the email on the website. You can see the email here on the screen as well. And if there are any questions, if there are anything that you need to clarify, please go ahead and send an email. Okay? Hijri calendar is the Islamic calendar that you have just learned. Okay? The name of the poem, you can go ahead and write Islamic month Nasheed, and I hope you're going to be getting that poem as well. Okay, so I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our journey easy for us and make the learning easy for us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep all of you safe, to keep everyone safe, and keep on doing the good deeds and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness from our mistakes, whatever we have committed, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perfect us in our deeds. Insha'Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antas tawwabur rahim. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka 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 wa natubu ilayk. Okay, if I can see the chat, if anyone has still any questions, please go ahead and send it to the email kidscourse@nuralquraninstitute.com. Okay, jazakumullah khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you.